We're going to conclude today in our mini-series on supernatural. Thank God that we serve a supernatural, all-powerful God. And it's so important for us to view things that are spiritual and supernatural, supernatural. Many times we view it as ordinary and just normal, when it is indeed something supernatural. And there's many things we could have covered, you know, that we didn't cover in the week, but the church is supernatural. Community is supernatural. There's many things that are supernatural. But today I just want to talk about something that I am very passionate about, and I think many people view it as something that's just natural, but I believe it can become supernatural. And I want to talk about habits today. I believe we can have supernatural habits that can help us in life to grow in our relationship with God, grow in our faith, grow in our leadership abilities. But the right habits can help us and can have a big effect in our lives. And one of my favorite quotes is by Craig Rochelle, and he says, successful people do consistently what other people do occasionally. So I just want to ask you today, is there something that you do occasionally that you know you should do consistently? You see, a habit will become supernatural and will help you when you start doing it consistently. Another man by the name of James Clear said, you don't rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. And we could say systems there can also mean habits. So what he's saying is you don't always rise to your goals or your ambitions, but you fall to the habits that you have in life. But the good news is we can break a habit, a bad habit, and we can also start a good habit. You see, sometimes good habits are difficult to form, but they're easy to live with. And bad habits are easy to form, but they're not nice, not good to live with. But the good news is with God's help, with His supernatural help, we can change and we can create supernatural, healthy habits in our lives. And I just want to end today by giving you five things that I believe successful people do daily. I recently read a book, and the book was called Five Things Successful People Do Before 8 a.m. I'm just going to say five things successful people do daily. And the first one is pray. You know, we talked about in the week how prayer is also supernatural, how it can produce wonderful results in our lives when we pray, because God answers prayer. A prayer that is a biblical prayer. But we should daily pray. Pray, you know, and prayer is not just talking to God. It's also listening to Him. It's also growing in intimacy with Him and enjoying our walk with Him. But we should daily pray and make prayer a habit. The second one is read. You know, read a book. That's a good thing. But also read the Bible. Because as we established in the week two, the Bible is supernatural. And when we make it a habit and when we read the Bible daily, it will also create great change and transformation in our lives. The next one is meditate. You know, choose to meditate on the word. Think about good things. We read in Philippians 4 verse 8 that we should think about certain things, good things. And that means we have control over our thoughts. And when we make it a habit to think about good things, it will also produce wonderful, desired results in our lives. The fourth one is listen to teachings. You know, many people come to church on a Sunday, and that's great, but it's the only time where they listen to someone that's preaching the good news to them. And I don't believe that is enough. I believe we should listen to teachings daily. Something I do is when I drive, I listen to a teaching. You know, and even if it's just 5 minutes a day, that can help you and that can build up. But choose to listen to teachings regularly and make it a habit. And then lastly, exercise. You know, exercise is healthy, it's good for us, and I believe we should also make it a habit. But those are just some examples. It might be different for different people, but let's choose to create healthy habits in our lives. I believe it will greatly aid our desire to grow in our walk with God and in other areas, and let's also view it as something supernatural. So remember, we serve a supernatural God, and He so desires to do supernatural things in and through our lives. You are highly favored and deeply loved.